The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
5 o'clock, Russell Smith back here in your Truly Hard Seltzer studios alongside Barry. In with the top five at five, which is brought to you today by Citizens National Bank. Now, I told you earlier about the CNB Gator Hater Week luncheon that we're going to on Thursday. We're going to be taking a lucky Drive listener with us. So be prepared to ask for some time off work so you can come have lunch with the Drive and Citizens National Bank on Thursday. Stay tuned. As soon as Jake's done with the top five at five, we're going to ask a trivia question. And the winner will be qualified to make the trip up to Sevierville with us on Thursday. Jake?
Here we go. Number one, more injuries. Alabama starting defensive end LeBrian Ray is out indefinitely with a foot injury, Coach Nick Saban said on Monday, today. Ray, a preseason All-SEC selection, injured his foot during Saturday's win at South Carolina. And as a freshman in 2017, Ray was limited to 6 games because of his foot injury. He is guaranteed to miss the Southern Miss game.
Wow. Hate to see it for that young man. A lot of injuries, though, in both pro and college football over the weekend. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but I'm thinking this football, kind of a violent sport.
You think?
Number two, Antonio Brown once again is in the news. He's been accused of sexual misconduct again, this time by a different woman than the one meeting with the NFL today. The story allegedly goes that Antonio Brown contacted an artist he met at a volunteer event to paint a portrait of him. And the artist agreed, but when the artist was ready to paint at his house, she turned around and there stood Antonio Brown behind her, naked, holding a small towel over his genitals. At this point, the painter said things ended abruptly and she left.
Wait a minute. What was all that with the whole pause and then the genitals?
What do you want me to say, Bear?
Yeah,
what
it is.
Just be a little bit smoother. You don't have to be afraid. Just walk genitals. He was wearing a towel over his genitals.
You got a problem with the way he says the word genitals?
I just thought he kind of shied away from breaking, you know.
I gave all the parents a chance to shut the ears of the younger
audience. Oh, we don't do that on the Drive.
Number three, Los Angeles Angels star center fielder Mike Trout will have season-ending injury on his right foot to remove a thickening of tissue around his nerves.
Ow, that sounds painful. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but this baseball, kind of a violent sport.
It gets worse. Atlanta Braves utility man Charlie Culberson sustained multiple facial fractures after being hit on the right cheekbone by a 91-mile-an-hour fastball on Saturday.
Has to sting.
Culberson was pinch-hitting for starting pitcher Mike Foltynewicz with two on and no out in the seventh of a 1-1 game Saturday. He was hit on the first pitch thrown by Washington Nationals reliever Fernando Rodney. There is no timetable for Culberson's return.
Face shattered by a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Something about this younger generation just rubs me the wrong way. Rub some dirt on it and get back in there, you pansy. It's the second half of the season. We're in a pennant race. We got a chance to win a World Series, Charlie. Come on, man.
Number five. Shout out to my alma mater, Sullivan South High School. My Rebels.
Oh.
The Rebels traveled across the state line into Virginia on Friday night and bent the Gate City Blue Devils over a barrel and showed them 50 states, 42-12. But the most impressive performance of the night came from Julian Reed, who set a school record for most rushing yards in a single game with 352 yards on 22 carries and 4 touchdowns.
Are you using a spot on the top five at five, the Monday of Florida week, to talk about an obscure high school football game that happened 3 days ago? Was that what just happened?
What do you want me to do, a 5B? Tennessee has won in the Swamp 4 times since 1971. Just, I'm trying to be positive here, Russ.
Well, I mean, that's not factually correct, though.
You kind of just stepped on my trivia question that I'm getting set to answer. So double whammy, Jake. I mean, just
– I don't know if that's right.
Will you – just stop. Just stop. Petered out there, man. All right.
Showed a lot of promise.
Yeah. T- taking applications for Jake's replacement here at Fan Run. Folks, Citizens National Bank is having their big annual Gator Hater Luncheon this Thursday. It's invitation only. Very, very exclusive affair. I'm taking a crew up there, and I'll be taking a lucky listener with us. We're going to do some trivia questions. We're going to take a winner today, a winner tomorrow, winner Wednesday, and then let them square off for the grand prize on Wednesday afternoon. Answer this trivia question. First caller with the correct answer will be registered to win. Going to have a lot of fun up there on Thursday this week. Since Tennessee and Florida began playing each other every year dating back to 1990. So since 1990, how many times has Tennessee beaten the Gators? 865-546-8200. People scrambling for their media guides or Google machines as we speak. 546-8200. Whoever can find out first, call in with the correct answer. Going to be registered to win a trip to the Citizens National Bank Gator Hater Luncheon. They throw down with a great spread of food, man. Really been looking forward to this for weeks. And actually, ever since we started 0-2, I'll be quite honest, looking forward to it more than the actual game. So,
can't say that I blame you.
There's that. While we wait for calls to stream in, let's talk to our good friend Titans Bill. Good afternoon, Titans Bill. You're on the drive.
Well, I'm very disappointed in the way my team played yesterday.
Yes.
I will always be a Colt hater.
Yes.
And I know that there's several people that are Patriot haters.
Yes.
But not me.
Yes.
I'm more of a Colt hater, but I do like the Patriots.
Titans, Bill, is it really just as simple as the Colts own the Titans and there's nothing we can do about it? Is that just the deal there?
But also, Bears Redskins got clobbered.
That's the only solace you're drawing from your weekend.
Cowboys.
Where your football field literally caught on fire. My curse on the Titans franchise still holds. They weren't going to win me back and get me to withdraw the curse just by trotting out, you know, Eddie George and trying to act like they're doing nice stuff for McNair now, buddy. Uh-uh. I ain't buying it. Never should have traded him. He's my favorite quarterback of all time, and they traded him to our arch rival, and I had a Santeria ceremony, Bill, and I cursed them.
Well, that's the way it is. That's the way it is, Bear.
I hope they lose every
pro
game.
Football's a business, Bear. That's all I can tell you.
Steve McNair was a little more than a man and a little bit less than a god on the football field. He's incredible, Bill.
And
I loved
also,
him.
Also, let's see. I'll bet you, Bear, that you're going to say that Florida is going to beat Tennessee. I don't think so. I believe Tennessee is going to beat Florida.
Wow. Titans Bill calling for the upset. You and Trey Wallace, okay.
And, I'll tell you, another team who I consider punk and clowns are the ones that come on from 10 to 11 or something like that.
On this station?
Yeah, on this station.
Are you talking about the Get Blitzed boys?
Yes.
Rick Butler, Brandon Orick, and Chance Collins?
Known dullards.
Like you are, Bear.
Oh!
Those are my boys. Take it back, Bill, right now.
Known dullards.
No, I'm not going to take anything back. They're punk and clowns.
Well, I mean, you called your call. I heard your call today. It was
Jeremy Pruitt hung is a punk and a clown.
They want Jeremy Pruitt hung?
Yeah.
They want to kill our coach?
Really?
It seems
extreme even for those idiots.
Like, seems a little over the top. It's a lynch mob with those clowns.
Well, poor, like, you know, here's the deal. Here's the deal with the Get Blitzed guys. And I'll just break down the psyche of these three because I kind of know. Chance Collins is a known line stepper. Loves to poke the bear. Loves to gig Tennessee fans. So you got to take that with a grain of salt. Brandon Orick is a broken fan at this point. I mean, he's just like in the fetal position.
No, he's not.
He's just going through the motions at this point. I've talked to him. He is
He was laughing last night on the way back and talking.
I'm talking about you. Tennessee, the Vol fan in him is completely shattered.
Oh yeah, like the rest of us.
And then Rick Butler is a complete and total moron. So like this, just realize that when you listen to Get Blitzed weekdays from 10 to noon here on Fan Run Radio. Very good. All right, Tides Bill, anything else, my man? We got to run.
Well, that's it, buddy. That's what covered. Hopefully I got all the bases covered.
I think you did.
Behave yourself, Bear.
I'll try, Bill.
Thank you, Tides Bill. 865-546-8200. Bear, do we have a guest for the trivia question?
Yes.
Who is this?
This is Westchester, back again.
Oh, my God.
Westchester, what is your answer?
Six.
The answer is not.
Talk to you tomorrow, Westchester.
Thank you for playing. Whew. For a minute there, I thought I was going to have to take Westchester to our bank sponsor. I was walk in there with old Westchester. I was going to say that's probably not a good look for them.
He heard that food.
All right,
I've got one that came in on Twitter.
You got to call.
He's in Raleigh. He can't call.
You got to call into the show, 865-546-8200. If you're in Raleigh, North Carolina, you probably don't want to play the game. Since Tennessee and Florida began playing each other in every year in 1990, how many times has Tennessee won? 865-546-8200 is your number to get on the show, 546-8200. If you want to chime in, South Carolina tried to step to Bama. And really, they did step to Bama. And if they had managed the game at the end there, I don't know if did you see what happened at the end of the first half, Carolina-Bama game, Jake Lester?
I didn't see it, but I heard bad things.
Well, it was 24-10, I believe, was the score. South Carolina's got the ball inside the Bama 10. And they run a play, I believe it was a handoff, and the running back, he was ruled down inside the one. But on further review, it looked like he scored. It was one of those situations where the knee wasn't down. And rather than wait, challenge the play, do whatever you can, Muschamp, in his infinite wisdom, runs a hurry-up. They get up to the line and run another play, which went for like it was an incomplete pass.
Then they had the two-yard loss, right?
Yeah, but the point is, and this was Mike Vrabel-esque, it's like, dude, just wait. You scored a touchdown. Like, challenge that. You don't know that you're going to get another chance. You're playing Alabama. And they ended up not getting in. They turned the ball over on downs or couldn't score on the last play. 24-17 is much different. I'm not saying South Carolina would have beaten Alabama, but they did look pretty decent.
Well,
in that game,
I think Muschamp said after the game something like they asked him why he didn't challenge that, and he said that once the knee goes down, it's down. He can't challenge it, which is totally
Muschamp that damn stupid?
There's
he's that stupid, and we've never beaten that guy as a coach.
Evidently.
I mean, just fold it up, Russ. What the hell are we even doing here every afternoon?
Kentucky, just a total choke job against Florida. At Kroger Field, up 21-10, surrendered 19 points unanswered. Just classic Kentucky. Classic with a K, Kentucky.
Muschamp said after the game, quote, "Once the ball is marked down on the field, there is no review. It's the same as last year in the Florida game. Our fan base is still emailing me. There's no review, guys. Once it's marked down, it's over. That's it. End of sentence. You cannot review it. You can't call timeout and get a review. It just can't be reviewed. That's the rules."
And that's not true at all?
Well,
I'm pretty sure you can.
Based on what we've seen.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen them review the spot before.
And plenty of times coaches will call timeout just so the refs think about it and go back and review it.
And then Mississippi State. Now, they've got quarterback issues. Did their quarterback get hurt the other day? I did not get to see that game.
No, he just helicoptered in.
Oh, that was insane. And they lose at home to Kansas State. So, I mean, that's a winnable game from our perspective, right?
And better quarterback play probably, yeah. But I'm not going to bash Garantano anymore.
All right, let's get Zach. Zach, do you have a shot at the trivia question?
Is it four?
It is not four. Come on, guys. Give you a little hint here. We've beaten Florida more than four times in the past 30 years. Not many more times, but more than four. D.R. Vol is up next. D.R. Vol, you got a shot?
Guys, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well. Thanks.
Can you hear me?
We got you, man. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. You know, I was listening to John earlier, and he had a really good point. He was talking about just quarterbacks at Tennessee. Who do you think is worse for a situation, Russ, as far as Mariota or Garantano?
Oh, man, probably Garantano.
They're very, very similar, and they kind of favor each other even, too. Like, you know, dark hair, horrible decisions in the heat of the battle.
It is an interesting comparison.
Yeah, really, he had a good point. We just, neither one of the teams didn't get a right quarterback, which, to be honest, my diehard fandom of the Titans died with kind of like Barrett's talking about. Once they got rid of McNair, I was kind of out on him. I mean, I've just been wandering in the wilderness, you know, as far as the NFL fans.
Oh, yeah. It stinks, man. It stinks for real. It's and then it's not enough that we have an inconsistent quarterback with Marcus Mariota, but you've got the Vrabel thing yesterday, the mismanagement of the clock, and just acting like, first of all, when in the NFL have we ever seen a team get drawn off sides? You know, when they do that, when it's like fourth and one and they gum up and act like they're going to go for it and do a hard count, that works maybe 1% of the time in college. It never works in the NFL. We tried to do that on fourth and one, and then he realizes, oh, crap, I can't take a timeout now because I'm going to need my timeout to stop the clock when they get the ball back. So I'm just going to let 40 seconds run off the clock with less than 5 minutes to go in a game we're losing or about to lose. Like, oh, my God. Oh, it was just the most infuriating thing I've ever seen.
Burns you out, all the dullardness, as y'all like to call it. Just stupid decisions over and over. We're like that character in that movie, Life, just can't get right. Because we cannot get right with the pro or the college team.
Absurd, man. Absurd. D.R. Vol, thanks, man. Anything else?
That's it, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Let's get Jeremy in here. I want to get a winner to this trivia question. Jeremy, do you know how many times Tennessee has beaten Florida since they started playing every year in 1990?
Seven.
Oh, Jeremy's got it. We got a winner. Do you know the years?
It'll be eight this Saturday.
Oh. Oh-ho-ho. Oh-ho-ho.
No, it won't, son.
I like the way Jeremy – I don't know if I like the way he thinks, but I like the prediction he's making.
24-20.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Jamie, hang right there. Did I call you Jamie? Jeremy.
Yeah, it's all right. That's all right.
Jeremy. Jeremy, hang right there. We'll get your phone number, and we'll be in touch with you for the championship round on Wednesday. Thanks, man. Seven times. 1990, 1992, 1998, 2001, 2003, 2004, and 2016. Seven times in 29 years. Does that sound like a good ratio to you?
No.
Jake Lester? No. No. It's not a good ratio, is it?
Less than a third. Less than a fourth.
Less than a fourth. Yeah. 7 28 divided by 7 is 4.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit less than a fourth.
Yes. If my shoddy high school math is correct, which it might not be. All right, stay with us. The Drive continues. Appreciate Citizens National Bank for being the official bank of The Drive. I wish we could bank on Jeremy's 24-20 prediction, but I'm a little bit more conservative than that, so I'll just say I hope he's correct. Stay with us. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865 865- 866-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com. This is The Drive. Congratulations to Jimbo Kennedy. He won the Crown Pick of the Week contest. He picked Tennessee 42-3. And a lot of people picked this game to be really, really close. But that was the closest
one. It's not like we had a lot of reason to think it wouldn't be.
45-0, and Jimbo picked 42-3. So he wins the Crown Cleaners Crown Pick of the Week for over 60 years now. Crown Cleaners providing Imperial dry cleaning service to Big Orange Country. Crowd Cleaners has three locations serving West Knoxville, Kingston Pike on Bearden Hill, on North Shore Drive, and on Parkside Drive. Plus, you could save time, money, and gas now with free pickup and delivery at Crowd Cleaners. Visit crowdcleaners.com. Click on the big blue van to learn more with Crowd Cleaners, a tradition of excellence. So Jimbo's going to win a $25 gift card at Crowd Cleaners, get his dry cleaning done. And he's going to win a $25 gift card to Qdoba Mexican Eats. Folks, tomorrow's Taco Tuesday. Make plans now to stop by Qdoba. Try the Knockout Tacos. They are fantastic. Knockout Tacos, some of the delicious taco combinations you get at Qdoba Mexican Eats. They are at 7339 Kingston Pike across from Copper Cellar, Westtown Mall. And you got the Drunken Yardbird, one of my favorites, tequila lime chicken, guacamole, salsa verde, cilantro, minced onion, and cotija cheese. Mmm, great. The Mad Rancher, grilled chicken, bacon, guacamole, picante ranch, lettuce, pico de gallo, and cotija cheese. The Two-Timer, pulled pork, salsa roja, shredded cheese, lettuce, and pico de gallo in a crispy taco with cotija cheese wrapped in a flour tortilla spread with three cheese con queso. I'm packing on the calories there, but it's great. Just great. Good stuff. Try some of the other Knockout Tacos at Qdoba Mexican Eats tomorrow for Taco Tuesday. Be sure to let them know you heard us talking about it right here on Fan Run Radio. Let's get a phone call from Alex. Good afternoon, Alex. You're on The Drive.
What's up, guys?
Yo.
I've been listening on and off to the shows today, and I feel like there's this consensus. I listened to the game on the radio mostly, and I went back and watched some highlights afterwards, but it seems like there's just this consensus that Garantano is the best quarterback. And I'm not trying to argue with that too much, but how do we really know that based on the little bit of work those guys got?
Well, it's a good question, and I guess you're just trusting Jim Chaney and Chris Winkie and, you know, guys who've been around college football all their lives on blind faith, because the truth is we don't know. But here's something I'll nitpick for just a second. Barrett, what did I say last week? Who was the guest who said, like, they needed the confidence to go out there and really hammer them, put it on them, and develop some confidence? Somebody said that on the show last week that really – I bought into, and this is what I didn't like about the game plan getting quarterback. First of all, you need to pick your backup, man. You got to stop trying to, these guys know who's better. My guess is it's probably Brian Maurer. He needs to be the backup. And what they did Saturday is they score their first three possessions, and granted there was a punt block and an interception return set up a short field, but they had all the momentum. And then they bring in Maurer, let him hand off a couple of times and have an awkward run. There's a penalty in there. And that stopped the momentum because they punted, and then Chattanooga went right down the field on us. I know we won the game 45-0. I'm nitpicking here. I would rather send them play Garantano the entire first half, get your big lead, then let Maurer play the entire second half. Let him get in a rhythm. Let him develop a little bit. I don't feel like
– work up a lather.
I don't feel like, to answer your question, Alex, that we learned very much about either quarterback Saturday.
Well, I don't either, and it sounds like Pruitt kind of came out and was like, see, and then most people I've heard talk about it are like, yeah, obviously Garantano's better. I mean, like, I was thinking exactly like you were, like, if we're not giving those guys a chance to get into rhythm and they're getting one drive apiece, I wonder if they even – I doubt he even told them who was going to be going in the game first or what's – you know, sometimes there's a plan that's like, okay, if we're up, you're going to get the first series. I wonder if – has anybody heard if they even knew?
I think they planned to put Maurer in the third series, but then they just went right back to Garantano. So, like, what did we learn? I don't know.
We didn't learn anything. It was just weird. And then – You do need a backup, I think. And also, did either one of them look as bad or worse in the limited? I mean, I from the radio, I heard like Trout was missing a little bit high and sounded like he was amped up. Well, it's the first time he's playing in front of, you know, 70,000 people. And if neither one of them knows who the backup is, that's probably going to create some additional pressure. I mean, I'm guessing they've told JG, you're the guy. Don't play afraid, like we're not going to pull you kind of thing. And the other two, I think they're just kind of caught in limbo. But if you don't let them get in a rhythm, I mean, has either one of them looked – did either one of them in that little bit of time look worse than JG did the first 2 weeks?
I just –
because he looked really bad for 2 weeks. And so I'm just wondering, okay, he looked better, well, I guess.
I thought Trout was wild. Which that was the knock on him, was he threw a lot of interceptions in high school. And he comes in there and, first of all, throws an interception that was called back because of a roughing the passer penalty. And then the next one he had, it was like an out to his right, and he skipped it there, man. That ball hit the dirt 10 feet in front of the wide receiver. I mean, it wasn't even close. And he settled down a little bit as it went on, but I thought Maurer can run. Like, he's the fastest quarterback we've got, and I think he can do some things. And to me, can he run the whole offense? Does he know all the plays the way JG does? Probably not. You'd have to trim it down a little bit for him. But my thing is, if JG can't execute the plays, well, what good is it knowing if he's going to be late with the ball constantly or inaccurate when he does throw it on time? I would almost rather –
he knows all the plays, but he can only look at one receiver. He really doesn't know all the plays. We're getting about one-fifth of every play in there. And I think a running quarterback covers up a lot of mistakes.
Yeah,
My thought here is Jeremy Pruitt, throughout his career, has had enough talent to say, you know, kind of in the Saban vein, don't go out there and lose us the game. But I think with our current skill level, I think we've kind of seen JG peak. And I think – if we're going to win some of these close games, I think it almost needs to be, let's get a guy who can win us a game, not lose us a game. So I don't know. I'd like to have seen more of them, or at least maybe just play Maurer and let them both get a few series back to back. So I don't know. It just seems like everybody's really positive that, oh, now it's JG for sure, and I'm like, based on what? So all right, guys, take it easy.
Thanks, Alex.
Part of it is just based on the fact that I don't think there's any way they're going to.
It's too late.
Maurer out there for Florida, Georgia, or Alabama.
I mean, he makes some good points. JG might know the offense, but he can't run it. And for me, Maurer's much faster. I mean, we saw that just on the couple of times that he took off. Is he can run. And I think there's been a little bit of fool's gold with our offensive line. People say, oh, the offensive line looks so much better. Yeah, you're playing Chattanooga, man. Like, this defensive front we're getting set to face is like nothing we've seen yet this year. So if you're going to have a wicked pass rush, you might as well have somebody, a quarterback there that might be able to make a play with his legs when the play breaks down. I mean, that's what Florida's done to us several times. That's what Treon Harris did, right? Treon Harris didn't know the entire offensive system. He didn't know McElwain's entire offense, or was that Muschamp? I don't know.
Yeah, but the only team he had success against was us, wasn't it?
Yeah, so why not put somebody out there who can make a play with his legs when the thing breaks down? Now, I realize it's a moot conversation, right? Because this is JG's team. This is what the coaches have already decided this. I'm just saying, I kind of like what Alex is thinking, is I didn't see a ton. to really change my
mind. I
think I
saw enough from Shrout. Maurer, I just chalked up to, you can't trot that kid out there for Florida, Georgia, or Alabama.
Are we in agreement, though, that Maurer is ahead of Shrout?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Stay with us. The drive continues. Get right back to these busy, busy phone lines. Coming up next here on Fan Run Radio.
Life rages on.
All right, time to select the North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week, Raise your hand if your high school football alma mater's undefeated. Bear, you can keep your hand down. You too, Jake.
You can go to hell, Russ.
Zach Acuff of the King Academy. The King's Academy.
King's Academy.
The King's Academy down there, South Knoxville, Seymour Way. Big
Seymour.
Day as they defeated. They won a barn burner with Mount Juliet Christian. 65-49. Zach Acuff, 22-31, passing 535 yards and 6 touchdowns.
That wasn't the jaw dropper?
That wasn't the jaw dropper.
Jeez, yeah. Peasy.
Ryan, hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, probably not. Degas, CAK quarterback, went 15 of 20, 188 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, also had 73 yards on the ground and 2 more touchdowns in a 59-20 win over Stone Memorial. Big W for the Warriors. Defensively, some outstanding performances. Greenbacks, Daryl Bailey Jr., this is the young man who is related to the linebacker Bailey, Mac Bailey from Alabama, that was so good. 9 tackles, 4 TFLs, and a sack at a 20-7 win over Oneida for Daryl Bailey Jr. Oak Ridge had a big come-from-behind win over Farragut. Jacob Adams leading the way defensively for the Wildcats. He had 18 tackles, 3 TFLs, and 2 sacks as it was Oak Ridge coming behind from behind to beat Farragut 21-14. And Grace Christian's J.M. Lott had 3 tackles, also returned a fumble for a touchdown and a 28-7 win over the York Institute. But this week's North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week, Austin East quarterback Trey Foster.
Roadrunners!
Listen to this line. Now, I don't know what's going on over at Fulton.
Not a whole lot.
But Austin East hammered them 70-36 Friday night. And their quarterback went 13 of 15 passing for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also had 256 yards rushing and 5 more touchdowns. Dude accounted for 8 touchdowns.
He doubled the Al Bundy.
The double Bundy.
8 freaking touchdowns in one game? I can tell you what Fulton's not doing is tackling.
70-36. It was Austin East putting it on the Falcons.
What really has happened, I wonder? They're having a really bad year this year.
Very un-Fulton-like, still searching for their first win. My guess is they'll get it turned around next year, but Trey Foster.
Oh, they're going to get it turned around Friday night.
Who are they playing?
Carnes.
Well, Trey Foster, one of the, again, this is one of the more eye-popping stat lines we've ever seen in the 10 or so years we've been doing the North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week, but congratulations to him, and thanks so much to North Knox Siding and Windows for their support of high school football here on The Drive. Locally owned and operated, North Knox Siding and Windows started as a small, very small business out of the back of one man's pickup truck, and now they have forged an empire that serves all of East Tennessee. So don't let the name fool you. You don't have to be in North Knoxville to be a customer. I see their trucks all over East Tennessee. If you're in West Knoxville, South Knoxville, wherever, they will come and visit you and do great work. They do free estimates. So if you need a new roof, anything on the outside of your house, siding and windows, obviously, leaves are starting to fall. You need new gutters. They'll do that. They do great gutter work over there, doors, handrails. They'll take care of you. They'll do it quickly. They'll do it well. And they'll do it, my friends, for a reasonable price. Call today to set up that free estimate. Their number is 865-689-0505. That's 689-0505. Or just stop by their website, NorthKnoxSidingAndWindows.com. North Knox Siding and Windows.com. You can also stop by the showroom at 5618 North Broadway, and that is North Knox Siding and Windows. 8 touchdowns, man. It's crazy. You ever heard of that in high school football? 8?
Not off the top of my head. I mean, if it was, I mean, it's appropriate that it was a Roadrunner that did it.
Why is that?
Just they've been known over the years for every once in a while they'll put out some kind of freaky, freaky performance like that.
Pretty cool stuff.
Some of the best athletes in Knoxville have graduated from Austin East.
865-546-8200 is your number to get on the show. 546-8200. Phil, I'd take a quick breath here, man. It's been a football Monday. It's been a Gator Week Monday here on the drive.
It's gone by awful quick, I feel like.
Wow. You see where the comic strip The Far Side might be making a comeback?
Oh, yeah. Big fan of The Far Side.
I mean, that has to be – it's definitely on the Mount Rushmore of GOAT comic strips, yeah. Maybe number one. What's better than The Far Side?
Doonesbury.
Really? Doonesbury?
That's pretty good.
It was all political.
I kind of liked it.
I liked Calvin and Hobbes.
That was a pretty good one.
That was really good.
Had you pegged for an Apartment 54 kind of guy. Rex Chapman, MD.
Is that the one where it's like a story that never stops and just keeps going? Gil Thorpe?
Yeah.
My dad was always into those. He might still be.
Better be careful.
Big comic strip guy, my dad.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Crossword, do the jumble.
I still do the jumble and the crossword every day. Keeps your mind sharp.
All that stuff. I don't know if it's working for you, my friend. Let's get Bird Dog in here next. Bird Dog, you're on the drive. Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Fan Run Radio.
What's going on, fellas?
What up, man?
How y'all doing today?
Doing all right. Not bad. Not bad for a Florida week. It's early, though.
I heard that. I'm not fired up at all. Wish I could be, but I'm not.
I'm a
college football junkie. That's all I do on Saturdays is watch college football.
Uh-huh.
Backup quarterbacks, guys. Everybody that puts in a backup looks better than our starter. Not going to give them free pub. It's a Tennessee Vols message board. I got on there, and they're still saying we're going to go 75. Y'all see 7 wins, guys?
Ask me again on voluntary reaction Saturday night, Bird Dog.
I've never called in voluntary reaction, Russ. No, I need to call in.
I can't say.
You can cuss. You can cuss on voluntary reaction.
Yeah, please don't cuss right now. I can't say that I see 7 wins sitting here right now. I don't know that I see 6. I don't know that I see 5, quite frankly. So, but, I mean, the team has improved. From week one is just so disappointing the first 2 weeks of the season that it's hard to take any real confidence. I don't care who you beat 45-0. It's just they're not going to be able to wash away the stink of what happened the first 2 weeks until they have a pretty big upset, and that's either beating Florida or Georgia or something like that. I mean,
Georgia State game.
That's what it's going
to – It damn near have to be Alabama at this point with me. I'm so pissed off about it still. They have no excuse for losing that game. Mm-hmm. None whatsoever.
Did Georgia State get beat this weekend by Western Michigan like 50-something to 10?
Yeah, they got hammered.
They got bent over.
I mean, what does that say about our team? I mean, Jesus
that
Christ.
We were their Super Bowl, and we apparently treated it like a spring scrimmage.
It was a
didn't
complete
realize they were keeping score.
Systemic failure from the head coach all the way down to the lowliest walk-on. I mean, the program was not prepared for a season opener. It's unbelievable.
Well, Russ, you called it earlier in the week. You said that they would put Maurer in, they would put Shroud in. They wouldn't allow them to pass the ball. Shroud got the pass, well, he passed 9 times. They didn't allow Maurer to pass any. We learned nothing. We learned nothing from our backup quarterback.
Well, he threw it a couple of times. Maurer did get a couple of throws later, but – to me,
he threw 2 passes, right? It's
like pick one and develop him, man. Like, you know, if something happens to Garantano, then I guess you can juggle him a little bit if one's ineffective. But we got to be ready to go. First of all, you might want to just play one of them anyway because Garantano hasn't been that good. But, I mean, what if, God forbid, like, I don't want to see it happen, Garantano has a terrible injury in the first series.
Now, what if he just has a minor injury that where he has to miss the rest of that game?
Yeah, I mean, it's
you're crawling into
spot.
A shell and just lose?
Well, guys, there's two things in the SEC. You got to have a quarterback, and you got to have a good defense. I don't think we have a good quarterback. I'm not dogging Garantano as a person, but as a quarterback, no, he's not it. The defense is getting better, but guys, I'm just beat, guys. I'm just beat up. I've told y'all this before, and I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but I'm just so beat up. I'm so ready to have a good quarterback. What is the last good quarterback Tennessee has had?
Dobbs. Before him,
okay,
probably.
What is the last elite quarterback we've had?
Eric Ainge.
Peyton Manning.
Elite?
Elite.
T. Martin was elite. Casey Clawson was elite.
I agree with you,
Eric Ainge and Brent Schaefer were elite. And they came in and
– Guys, it's getting old. It's getting old.
Hold on, Bird Dog. Hold on, Bird Dog. Now, Russell, okay, I see you over there making your faces.
He's making faces, man.
They started both of those guys as freshmen in SEC games that we won.
Yeah.
Did we or did we not? I'm not you know.
Well, I mean, it just depends on what your definition of elite is. I mean, did
– Everybody in the country wanted them.
Did Ainge, Schaefer, or Clawson play in the NFL?
No, but that's not what I define as an elite quarterback at UT.
No. Elite to me, guys, college. There's a big difference between college and pros.
To me,
elite
we've had a handful. To me, it's elite means the best of the best. And I think we've had a handful of elite quarterbacks in program history. In the modern era, I'm talking about probably Condridge Holloway, Heath Shuler, Peyton Manning, maybe Casey Clawson. That's about it for me. I mean, elite is a strong word, in my opinion.
It is. It is, Russ. Yeah. It is. But
all right, good stuff, Bird Dog. Anything else, man?
Right. That's it, my man.
I appreciate it. Quick timeout. The shocking conclusion of the drive headed your way. 865-546-8200. Speak now, forever hold your peace. Back with more right after this.
The Drive. It's time for the Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question of the Day. Brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue, located in Cove Lake State Park. Online at RickardRidgeBBQ.com.
All right, a little unorthodox here, but we got to slip in your Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question of the Week. And this is something we'll be monitoring for the next couple of days here. So get your votes in. Should I reinstitute the Florida Week nature hike? Should we go hiking Saturday?
You asking me?
Yeah.
No.
Is that just because you don't hike or like?
I don't hike and I mean, the pictures of you with your Gandalf stick and your stupid socks that roll down over your hiking boots always piss me off. That was when I started driving past your house and just laying on the horn, like without pulling my hand off.
What if I'll make some delicious sandwiches, I'll pack them, bring them with me, distribute them as we go along.
I can see the wheels turning in his head, and I'm really I mean,
you look like an outdoorsman. You like to go outdoors, Jake?
He needs to get outside.
Yeah,
preferably with some 75 SPF on. But yeah, I think it'd do you some good to do some hiking.
Okay, Bear.
Just saying.
Don't worry about him. He hasn't been outdoors in since the Nixon administration.
I was outside on my way into work today.
Long walk from the parking lot into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Kind of did you? All right, Rickard Ridge Barbecue, one of the best ribs in the Volunteer State. You check them out online at RickardRidgeBBQ.com. Get some Rickard Ridge. They also do a great job of catering if you've got an office or lunch event, something like that. Call my friends at Rickard Ridge. Just go online, their website, to find the phone number, RickardRidgeBBQ.com. They'll bring the ribs, the pork, the barbecue, all the fixings, and they do a fantastic job with the presentation and everything. It's pretty cool stuff over there at Record Ridge.
You're talking about bringing Record Ridge on the hike? No, that's a change up there. You said something about your garbage sandwiches, not Mark Record's mouth-watering delicious barbecue.
Well, I'm not going to put a bunch of barbecue in my backpack. Although one of the first times I had Record Ridge, we were going up there to Campbell County, and like they're
frozen head.
They're like Board of Tourism or something. They're going to meet us. And they took us on these ATVs up all these trails. It was awesome. And we had picked up some Record Ridge, and they brought it, and we sat outside like a gas station, I think, where we all met. And we had like all this Record Ridge and like those like tin pans, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
it's better out of the tin pans.
And we just sat there. We put it out on like the hood of somebody's car.
That's the best you ever had, wasn't it?
It just chowed down right there in like this gas station parking lot. Oh, it was delicious. It was like heaven. Heaven on earth. Mm. Who knew?
See, now I'm hungry.
Place on earth. Oh, it's great. And I don't know, man.
Kind of didn't expect that to take such a positive turn.
Justin says, I'll be at a figure skating competition for my kids. Not even sure I'll live stream the game. And then he says, in parentheses, damn it, I probably will. I can't quit this stupid team.
No. Uh-uh.
I mean, for folks who don't know what I'm talking about, in 2015, after the 2014 game, when they came in here and beat us 10-9, we were leading like 9-0. And they just loosied the ball away from us.
You're still acting like you didn't watch the 2015 game.
You're still acting like you don't think I did it. And I said, after the 2014 game, I said, that's it. I'm not watching again. I'm never – like, I've seen every way imaginable we can lose this stupid series, and I'm not watching again. I'm going on a walk. I'm going on a walk next year. And I did. I didn't watch the 2015 game. And – you know what? That was a smart move. That was a smart move because it was like, you know, we missed a kick at the end or something, and I didn't see it. And I'm thinking about doing that again this year because you can almost just sense.
It was a Florida backup.
Something terrible.
In 2014.
Is going to happen. Yeah, I know. I know. Treon, I remember. Oh, I still haven't recovered. That's going to do it for us, folks. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Bear. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime up next, 6 to 8. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.